So Chanukah, all of Am Yisrael have the minhag to be mahaj to light the Chanukah lights in a way that's mahajrin min mahajrin. It's the most beautiful of the most beautiful, and it's really interesting. We don't necessarily see this with every halacha that we have taken upon ourselves to always do it in the most beautiful way. But by Chanukah, we see this. What do we mean, most beautiful, beautiful? Technically, how many lights do you have to light on the eighth night of Chanukah in order to fulfill your obligation?
One.
For your entire family, how many lights do you need to light?
One.
Just one. But we are super machmir to do it in the most beautiful way. So I thought this is a great time to use that as a springboard to talk about the concept of Zekhe Livan Vehu. It is a general idea that we want to do mitzvot in a beautiful way. I'm going to make, this is my Lord, and I will beautify him. And the Midrash teaches that when you do a mitzvah in a beautiful way, you actually become more beautiful. Because you're doing something not for yourself, but for something greater than yourself. And so Rabbi Yishmael teaches that this means that when we do, for example, when we buy a pair of tefillin, when we buy a pair of tzitzis, when we write a Torah scroll, whenever we have a chance to do a ritual mitzvah, like an etrog, we should do it in the most beautiful way that we can afford, the most beautiful way possible. And the Gemara in Baba Kama, Rabbi Zera, teaches us that you should spend a third more than you would have to do in order to fulfill this directive of Zekeli Ve'anveu. Of course, it should come from your heart. It shouldn't be something that you're doing it because you have to do. It should do it, you want to make it beautiful. You want to do it in as beautiful a way as possible. For us, other ways we could apply that would be in tefillah, instead of just running through the tefillahs to get another check, but to say it slowly, to sing it. Tomorrow we're going to sing Hallel, not to just run through it, but to really put our hearts and souls into the singing and to do the tefillah in a beautiful way. In our Beit Midrash, for example, instead of just, you know, I'm done, shir's over, to take the time to clean the Beit Midrash, to make it look beautiful, to make this an avira of kedusha. And it comes to Chanukah. Technically, you could just take a tea light and light the candle and you're done. But if we want to do it in a beautiful way, you go out, you buy a nice menorah, oil if possible, if not oil, nice candles, and you do it in a mahuder way. You don't just light the candle. You sit there, you look at the candles, you sing a little bit, you daven a little bit, and you really make it a beautiful experience. I was thinking about, and Shabbos is another great example. You just go with Shabbos, or you could prepare, you buy extra food for Shabbos, you buy delicious food, delicious wine, whatever, and you do it in a beautiful way. I was thinking about the biblical precedent for this, and really, I thought of two ideas. Where do we see this concept of beauty in the Chumash itself? Are you supposed to do a mitzvah with beauty? Any ideas? Where do we see that a mitzvah has to be done with beauty from the Chumash itself?
Sukkot.
Where do you see that in Sukkot? Nachon, so the etrog is supposed to be done in a beautiful way according to the Torah itself. It's one great example. And you said the Mishkan. Yafeh, the Mishkan is another great example. Bitzalel is told specifically to design the kelim in a beautiful type of way. And the Torah goes into detail about all the way that the menorah was made. And it makes it clear that it needs to be done in a beautiful way. I think there's one more example. If we go back to the story, well, there's many more examples, but one right at the thick of it, right at the beginning of the Torah, the story of Cain and Hevel, where Cain brings a korban and it's not accepted, and Hevel brings a korban and it is accepted. And the Midrash explains that Hevel did it in a beautiful way. He didn't just do it to get it over with. He did it in a way that he wanted to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to give to Hashem, and thus he gave his best type of korban, and that was the one that Hashem accepted. So Bezrat Hashem, we can all be mitchazek, take upon ourselves to all do every mitzvah that we can with hiddur, with beauty, and become more beautiful people through it. And just on a practical level, if anybody, during the lunch break, if you haven't yet gotten a beautiful menorah, you can go out an emek or any store and buy yourself a nice menorah, If you want, I'll do you a favor. Just come over to me and I'll try to buy you a menorah. And another mehudar mitzvah, there's a poor man who's a big tzaddik and really works hard, but it's a crazy situation. And I give a lot of tzedakah to him. And so the tzedakah that we've been collecting I'll be giving it to him today specifically so he can afford a little something for Hanukkah. So if anybody, there's an Indian to give tzedakah before Hanukkah. So if anybody can give a little bit of extra, I'll be delivering the tzedakah today. Bezrat Hashem.